We head to the home stretch in quarter number four on the Keystone Kickoff Show. Brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
Welcome back to the Keystone Kickoff Show presented by the Keystone Sports Network. Quarter number four. Get them up. It is our final segment this week. Bob Flounders, Andy Shea. We have a guest in studio, Mike Ross. He's a fan of the show. He was a winner chicken dinner for the Ask Ross segment 1 week. Got a tailgate box from the guys.
Mike is what he didn't say. Mike, he gained 11 pounds after he got the gift basket, but it was the best 11 pounds he's ever gained.
Well, he's going to gain more of it because he used some of the rub to make chili, right?
There we go.
Oh, yeah.
I put their chicken rub on more than chicken, but anyway, no, we're not going to talk about that. So this segment, we're going to close strong this week. We're going to do unanswered questions that I'm going to ask you some things. These are my unanswered questions that I think linger beyond just seeing what happens on Saturday in the spring game. These are things that I think are go beyond that. So I'm going to throw them at you, Bob Flounders, and I want you to
don't forget.
But first, I'm going to have Mike.
Yeah.
Mike said he's got one, so
I think he said it hasn't even been asked, even though a lot of people are thinking about it. He said no one's asking it.
All right, give it to us. We'll fire back. Go ahead, Mike.
So we don't know how long Tommy Stevens has been hurt, but I was wondering how much did that play into factor for his recruitment by other teams? And also, since he's hurt, is that going to hinder his development for the line position?
Well, two things. So even if he would have transferred, he would have to have transferred, after he graduated. So it's not like he could have transferred and spent a spring with another team and kind of they could have worked him in. He was always going to have to, kind of hit the ground running in August. You know, they have those informal workouts with the team. So I think that if he was going to transfer, I think there was enough of what he could do on tape. I don't think they would have cared that much about the injury. And what was the other question?
About the lion position.
I think what you saw in the Fiesta Bowl
is what you're going to get.
Is a lot of what they're going to ask him to do in games. Especially with the way the spring has played out at certain positions. And I do think one other thing, I just think that he's a guy that it just makes a lot of sense to have him on the field in the red zone.
Right.
Like you don't want to expose him to like unnecessary hits, even though he looks like it was a non-football injury. He's pretty much indestructible on the football field. But I think that especially in the red zone, you're going to see him.
Yeah, you want him blocking in the red zone. At least I do. So I'm just joking because I don't want him scoring touchdowns. No, anyway, I'm just joking because if he is an option for the red zone, I don't think it hinders anything at all because I'm not sure they fully know what they're going to do with the tight end position.
If anything, it's a nice little failsafe.
Correct. He's a failsafe. So you would sit. I think you would sit him anyway. Plus, he's your backup quarterback. All right. So my first question for you. Thank you, Mike. Appreciate it. Who will be the middle linebacker for this Penn State defense, and does it really matter all that much at linebacker U? By saying does it matter that much at linebacker U with what they produce, but does it really matter in the way the game is being played in 18? Is it as big of a deal as we think, but is it a big deal as an unanswered question?
The fact that Cam Brown is working at middle linebacker tells – obviously, I don't think they know who their middle linebacker is. Right. I think they want a younger guy to take the position because I think they know what Jan Johnson and Jay Cooper can do. I don't think either one of them is elite athletically. I don't think that's a big secret.
Right.
I think Brooks has some athletic ability. Micah Parsons obviously has a lot of athletic ability. Lucada is another guy. They've played freshman linebackers before. Cabinda played. Manny Bowen played out of necessity. So did Jake Cooper. But I do think that it's going to be a nice little linebacker petri dish in August for the Penn State football team. I think scrimmages are going to be important. I think guys are going to have to the coaches are going to meet with these guys at the end of spring and say, look, if you want to play, you better be able to do this, this, and this better.
Right.
And I think the guy that does it is going to be the guy. But the fact that Cam Brown's working there, the fact that James really he usually singles somebody out. He didn't do it late in spring. So I think it's wide open. I really do.
Do you think Penn State when we shake out after the summer and start into camp and they release a depth chart, they could have two freshmen on the two deep. Two true freshmen on the two deep. Do you think Jesse Luketa and Micah Parsons could find their way on to the two deep?
I think to start the year.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
You're going to have a veteran, you're going to have Brooks, and you're going to have a true freshman. Those will be your top three.
Right. I'm going to...
of those two will be Johnson or Cooper, followed by Brooks, followed by... If Micah makes moves back over, I don't know that he will.
I'm just saying they go six deep at the linebacker position. Do they have two true freshmen on there?
I'm
talking across the board. I'm talking across the board. However they will them out and field linebacker, however they will them out, they put six linebackers' names on the two deep chart. Yeah.
My two deep, as we talked about this, is a combination of these six players.
Okay, I'm with you.
Okay, I'm gonna go Jake Cooper.
All right, you lost me there, but go ahead. I would take Jan Johnson.
Jake Cooper, Brooks, Cole Farmer.
He was a given.
Jarvis Miller.
Hmm.
Cam Brown. Micah Parsons. Miller would back up Koa. Brooks and or Cooper would be the starter in the middle, and Parsons would back up Cam Brown.
I think that's Jesse Luketa is going to be there. I just have a funny feeling about that. Anyway, that was my linebacker question. All right, let's keep moving. What in the world's going on at tight end?
Yeah.
I mean, that's the question. Like, what
they had a walk on like Nick Bowers. I've not seen him take a single snap. John Holland hasn't even been in uniform for much of spring practice. He's just kind of been watching.
He's hurt. Do you think he's a viable option if he's healthy?
I'm starting to think no. He didn't play last year. They had poor Jasicki out there for 98% of the snaps.
Yeah, the fact he played in that Northwestern game said a lot about Mike, but also said a lot about what was behind him. No, I agree.
I just think that they're going to have a – I mean, I think that Kuntz has
no.
to – I think he has to redshirt.
He has to redshirt. Don't do that to the kid.
I'm sure they'll take a long look at Freiermuth in August just to see. Just to see.
Big physical kid.
But, I mean, it could be a combination of three guys. It could be Dalton. There could be a little Tommy in there as a receiver. But I don't know that you're going to ask either one of those guys to block in the running game, and that's the problem. So, you know.
Right.
I think that – That has to be one of their biggest – that and middle linebacker have to be 1 and 1A as far as priorities. I mean, maybe they have a bit – they're not as worried as we think they should be, but
right.
I just don't see it. I don't see a tight end out there, and I just think they're really unsure about who they want in the middle of the field at middle linebacker.
You're listening to the Keystone Kickoff Show presented by the Keystone Sports Network. We're on air, online, and on TV with Fox 43 when it comes to Penn State football. We've got you covered. It's quarter number four. We're wrapping up our show this week. He's Bob Flounders. He's Penn State football beat writer for Penn Live and the Patriot News. I'm Andy Shea. We have our guest, Mike Ross, joining us in studio. He's a fan of the show, won the winner chicken
award
dinner.
Winner. He's a one-time champion.
For the Ask Ross
segment.
Stopped in and said hi. Well, first of all, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me, guys.
Don't tell people how we make the sausage.
Are you from Harrisburg?
Yes.
Where'd you go to high school?
Trinity.
Oh, nice.
Shamrocks.
Matt Kranchik went there, I think.
Yeah, I played football with him.
How about that pull by me and him?
There you
that
go.
Was not rehearsed. He's like 6'12".
Yes, big guy. Oh, yeah.
Matt Kranchik. Good call. I remember watching. So I'm old enough and been around long enough to know. Oh yeah, I remember when Matt Kranchik played football.
Yeah.
So all right, let me keep going. Does it matter where Ryan Bates plays on the offensive line? Does it matter?
I mean, ultimately, I think I'll dovetail on what Ross thinks. He's really a good guard, but I think
too.
That he's very, very efficient and very effective at tackle. So the question is, is he going to look? He's one of their best five.
He definitely. There's no question about that. I think he might be their best offensive lineman.
My thing is, if they determine Michael Mennett isn't one of their best five, and I think you could see Ryan at guard.
Ooh, I didn't think of
see
that.
See what
scenario.
I'm saying?
Yeah.
But if they think Michael Mennett's one of their best five, then they're going to – maybe Fries is going to sit. But I just think that they're all going to play. They're not all going to be 100% healthy the whole year. But
correct.
If Michael Mennett isn't a starter, then I think Ryan Bates is a guard.
This is essentially the first spring that Michael Mennett's been available for Penn State. This is his first crack.
Yeah. Well, the fact that you hear the coaches saying he's finally healthy now.
Correct. I agree.
James had a telling statement saying, you know, when he was in high school, he was the best big athlete on the field, and there's a lot that goes into playing in the Big Ten. It's durability, and it's strength, and it's fundamentals, and it's technique. So I think Michael Mennett is practicing at a very high level right now, and I think that's what Penn State wanted to see from him.
And I think there's some younger dudes up his keister, too.
C.J. Thorpe apparently is an elite run blocker who is not afraid to talk smack after he pancakes somebody.
Nasty player.
And I guess Des Holmes, who's a tackle, is very good in the pass protection game, but he's not really a great run blocker. They have a couple incomplete young offensive linemen that if they can put it all together, they're going to play.
All right, I got a couple more for you. This one I'm going to just put on the tee for you. Who's going to be the place kicker?
It absolutely should be Blake Gillikin, and if it's not, the problem is James is a big structure guy, and he's a big psychology guy, and he doesn't want to tax people, and he's a big believer in studies, and he said he does not want Blake Gillikin focusing on place kicking because what all of it's involved. He said kickoffs are a different story, but Blake Gillikin has an elite leg as a place kicker, and you have a decision to make. I mean, I just think unless the guy that's coming in August –
he's a kickoff guy. I'm telling you right now.
Wows them?
He's not necessarily
a field goal kicker. There's no one right now on the roster that will be the place kicker over Blake Gillikin. I can tell you that. They brought that Landis kid in to make some kicks, and Jim Galante is a more accurate kicker, and he might have a stronger leg.
Here's the thing.
And he does have eligibility left.
This is more important than you think. Ross would be like, oh, my gosh, you guys are talking about kickers. But
Ross knows how valuable this guy is.
Ross knows how valuable he is. And I kind of get James not wanting to tax him, but you're going to need your kicker. You're going to need someone.
I mean, they play Wisconsin. They play Ohio State.
Right.
We all know how big place kicking was in the 2006 Ohio State game. How'd that work out for Ohio State?
Not good.
You got to have your best kicker, and I think he's he's the guy, and James is going to have to warm up to it. Either that or that guy that's practicing in August is going to be the second coming of Horst Muehlman for you old Penn State fans.
That was funny. All right. One more before we get out, and you don't need to answer. I think one other unanswered question coming out of the summer and going into fall is what does the depth chart look like behind Miles Sanders? And I think you learn a little bit about that
Slade.
Saturday, but you learn
Ricky
more
Slade.
Later. So, all right, that'll do it. Thank you, Mike, for joining us.
Thanks
Thank
for
you, Bob.
Me.
Thanks to everyone at the Keystone Sports Network. Have a good weekend.
Hey, Penn State fans, here is your chance to take something off your bucket list. That's right. Go PSU RV is offering a full range of RV setups ready for a weekend of great tailgating at their Lions Den, which is the closest single-game RV overnight lot to Beaver Stadium. You can arrive anytime Friday afternoon. Stay until Sunday morning, avoiding all that traffic. Don't miss this unique opportunity. Go online to gopsurv.com and reserve your RV today.
You trust AAA to work at every mile. But AAA doesn't just cover your car. They can also cover your home. AAA Home Insurance protects every square foot. And when you add AAA Home Insurance to AAA Auto Insurance, you get more protection and more savings. Insurance that's not just insurance. Talk to your local AAA insurance agent today or visit AAA.com to learn more about AAA Home Insurance.
Hey, Keystone Sports Nation, it's Scott Shirley, the Executive Director of Uplifting Athletes, inviting you to join us for the annual Gridiron Gala Saturday, June 9th in downtown Harrisburg at the Keystone Building. Features all you can eat and drink, tailgate food, and special guests, including Devin Still, former Penn State All-American and NFL star, and most importantly, the father of Leah, who courageously beat her rare cancer and inspired millions. Visit upliftingathletes.org to learn more and help us tackle rare diseases. Hope to see you there.